to Florence with love. Saturday, the 13th of December, 1969. Dear Florence, this has been a rather peculiar day, one that's wound up with me standing in front of my tape deck talking to my sweetheart. I have sat at my desk the livelong day. I got up once or twice. Every time I get up, I get in trouble, so I go back down. But I've come to the conclusion that this has been a worthwhile day, since this morning we got a message that said dependent wives in Safe Haven are now allowed to come to, will be allowed to come to Saigon from December the 20th until January the 3rd, 1970. So, O'Carly, they wanted to know name of wife, location, dates, ETA, and ETD. So I give them my baby's name, Florence M. Williams, Manila, Gilarmi Apartments, 504. And we'll be here from December 20 until January 3rd. And in the message, too, it said, the only provinces restricted in the Four Corps was one, not ours. Said, you can come down and visit me, in effect. So, December the 20th, you'll get word out there. And on December the 20th, I'll be in Saigon to pick you up. And the 20th is on Saturday, so by the 21st, you'll be here with old Carly in old Ben Tray. I don't know how we'll make it, but we'll do. I'm looking around this room. It's about 15 by 18. It's a good-sized room. I live in it. That's my dining room, living room, and bedroom, and bathroom. But I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to see the nice, homey atmosphere I have here. I'm sure you'll be happy just to be here, and I'll be tickled pink. I'll paint myself pink just to prove it. And so, honey, pack your bag. By the time you get this missile that I'm talking at, on the 13th, there's 10 days left, so, or 9 days anyway, then you should be here by, you should be get this by 9 days, and you should be here on the 10th day. I got a very nice card from, Christmas card from Aunt Grace and Althea, and Althea wrote her usual mimeographed form, and poor old Aunt Grace has had an operation on one eye and fell down at Theta's house and banged her head and broke her glasses and blacked her eyes. And so she was operated on the other eye on December the 11th. And so they didn't go back to Uncle Jim and Aunt Mary's. Great party coming up tomorrow. But I guess they'll call them on the phone and talk to them. And everybody will be happy, happy, happy. And you and I will be happy, happy, happy too, because we got a little future Christmas planned for us. You're going to get here on your birthday, kid. That's going to be our birthday present. Well, I'm sure you're going to be all kinds of surprised and probably confused when you get here. We'll take good care of you. And this is nothing like you've seen before, although where you are is a pretty good break-in area. But you live up on the high hill where the winds sweep the dust away and the vision's unlimited and you can see the progress of the world going. You don't live down in the swamps, which you see when you drive down to the airport there. And you'll see a lot of stuff here that will probably, well, I think you'll like it. I think you won't be too surprised, but I think it won't hurt you any. It won't surprise you in a disgusting way. It might make you feel sorry, but you'll see why we get enthused with these people, with the projects and the people, when you meet some of them. And then I can at least give you the right picture of what's going on, and so you'll be better acquainted when you go back home, and you'll be able to write somebody. Also today, I got a nice letter from Charlie Cox, and Kirsten's still working, and they haven't done anything with that duplex, and I guess everything's going along all right. I don't know whether Lou's collecting any money on it or not, but he must be paying the mortgage. I haven't heard any complaints from anybody. So Charlie says that Kirsten is still working and that her sister is there visiting, that they've got a new dog, a poodle. The old dog got kind of mean and nasty and wanted to bite, so they had to put him to sleep. He says it got real confused and they had to put it to sleep. So they got him a new dog, and a poodle, I think, is more to Charlie's idea of a brainy dog, and you know how we love them poodles. We'll get a dog too one day. You're going to say, no, we don't. Boy, my heart's still aching from the last one. But next time we get a dog, we'll be, well, we had a good time with our dog anyway. It was a good pet, and I don't begrudge it. So when you come in on the 20th, and I hope you kind of find a seat. Let's see, that's Saturday. I guess maybe you'll make it all right. I think they fly in every day. Anyway, I hope you've got your what they call a port call, and you've gone down and bought a ticket, cleared yourself out. If you can't make it on Saturday, you better send word with somebody coming up here. I don't know how you can get a hold of me. I think you can call you could call here if we knew how to make the connections. But we won't worry about that. Let's see, I was still talking about Charlie. Kirsten was working as a nurse someplace, and